From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces captured a wide section of the rebel-held area of Aleppo. They are threatening to dislodge the rebels from their last major urban stronghold. There are reports of panic and retreat in the rebel-held areas. Reclaiming all of Aleppo would be a big step forward for the embattled government of President Bashar al-Assad. The rebels reported Monday that a government airstrike Sunday on one of eastern Aleppo eastern Aleppo neighborhoods killed at least 17 civilians. The United Nations Monday issued an urgent appeal to Syria's warring parties to halt attacks endangering civilians in Aleppo and to allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged parts of the city. Kurdish commanders say an American volunteer fighting with a Kurdish militia was killed Monday in a battle against Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. The American was reportedly killed north of Raqqa, where U.S.-backed forces are fighting the Islamic State group as part of an offensive to free the city. In a setback to efforts to end the war in Yemen, Houthi rebels and their allies have announced the formation of a new government in Sana'a. The Houthi-controlled Sabah News Agency said the government is tasked with establishing order and confronting what it called Saudi aggression. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Wednesday on new and tighter sanctions against North Korea for its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The United States and China have been negotiating the new measures since shortly after the North's September 8th nuclear test. All 15 council members are now considering the draft. If adopted, it would target North Korea's coal exports. This is VOA News.